Industrials are opening up ahead 97 points. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect early this morning. So patchy dense fog will lead to a mostly sunny day with a high temperature up to about 84. Clouds increase tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, with highs in the mid to upper 80s, it'll feel more like May. Good bit of sunshine. But really, it's the late night hours, Friday night, and the wee hours of Saturday morning where we're looking for strong to severe storms across the state. The severe weather risk continues until Saturday morning early. Otherwise, much of the day Saturday will be quiet and warm. Then, more showers and storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sack. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has announced that he is running for another term. Yesterday, Reed spoke about the success and the changes that Montgomery has undertaken during his administration. Reed says he is running with a purpose and a passion to continue the work he started, revitalizing neighborhoods, investing in public education, and supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs. Prattville authorities are warning about a possible delivery scam. The scam involves a text message warning of a supposed delivery problem coming from the post office or UPS. Police say this is a scam designed to steal your personal and financial information. They urge you to delete the text and block the sender. Montgomery has put a billing system in place for anyone who rides a city ambulance. It's just for Montgomery Fire Rescue Services. From October 2022 to now, roughly 700 people have been taken to the hospital by a city ambulance free of charge. It should be in place by the end of the year. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sad.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819
I don't know much about
News.
It, but...
To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. I tried to get started a little early there, but we got it all under control now. Welcome to the program. It is a Thursday here in the heart of God's country, the 23rd day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023. Hope you've had a great 21 hours since we last visited, and I hope your morning has gone well as well. I'm here, Sky is here, Amy Beth Shaver is on, so is Allison Sinclair. Big Dave's helping monitor what we're doing, and so definitely we'll be able to keep it out of the ditches for the most part. Ladies, how are y'all this morning?
Awesome.
You're awesome. Amy Beth's going with awesome. Allison is...
Amused.
I'm
going to try and think of new adjectives to describe myself each day.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's like, so if people are asking me, even at the grocery store, I'm like, if you're going to ask me how I am, I'm going to give you an honest answer.
Do you ever tell people, I'm doing crappy?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
Because I can't.
There was a big thing there for a while where like, oh, it's just not right. For every time someone asks you how you're doing, we always say fine when we're really emotionally we're not fine and we should be discussing. Remember that? There was a big push for having that. I don't know if it was a church thing or if it was just a general.
It was like 5 years ago.
Yes. Remember that?
I was like,
I'm never going to tell anybody. Hey, Scott, what's up? You doing all right? No. It's horrible.
So I'm you not. Just lie?
Yes. You just say fine. That's not. Fine is Latin for... I'm really sucky, but that's what I'm going to say to you. I learned that. It's a woman thing.
It's a woman thing.
It's a Latin female term.
Well, I guess I'm a dude.
How are you doing? Fine.
If I'm like, no, it's been a really,
so you
really...
I see you. What store would Allison go to?
Publix.
She would go to a Publix, a regular Publix? She's not like a Whole Foodie person or...
No.
Okay, so she goes to regular Publix. Never to be seen in the grocery section at Walmart.
What?
But she
are you kidding me?
Publix.
I got Walmart.
I don't know who you think I am.
And I'm like, hey, Allison, what's up? You
I
doing
buy
good?
All my clothes at Walmart.
That is not true. I've
Walmart
seen some
has
of your
great clothes.
Do they really?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Scott, you don't know me.
Apparently
I'm so offended.
Not.
I don't buy anything that's not on sale. Half my.
Excuse me. High five.
Amy Beth and I put this whole Alabama Unfiltered podcast radio show together in the Kohl's parking lot because we were going to buy some fancy clothes at Kohl's.
At Kohl's.
We are big spenders. Not Kohl's, TJ Maxx. Like the last week we talked to each other from TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
You were
did.
There. We rotate which week, who's, you know, in the different place. But if you saw us, You would be honest about how you felt. I would see y'all at the Wally World.
Oh, we're back to how to my feelings.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So if you find me in Kohl's and you ask me how I'm doing,
and you're gonna go, it's terrible. It's awful. I'm having a lousy day. Really?
And then usually I go into like what my kids have done.
I'm like, how do I get out of here? Oh no, here it comes.
Yeah, I don't drag it out.
You don't.
But anyway, today I'm amused.
Yeah, right. Really? Why?
Just there's some funny. Not funny stories out. Like, okay, sorry. What I was reading right before we went on was Governor Ivey's talk about the budget and how she wants to spend our money. And it made me giggle.
I can affirm to that, attest to that.
So, I don't know. Scott, you can speak to this. She wants to increase Medicaid spending by 9%, totaling $863 million. Is that a big increase?
Oh, I think it's a big increase. I mean, we spend, what, a billion? Well, it's got to be close to a billion. If we're going to increase by nine and we're going to increase at 800-something million.
Yeah, so there you go.
No, it's more than that.
Well, okay, so
that's almost a billion. So we must spend like $10 billion?
We need to look at, somebody call and tell us.
That is astronomical, but a 9% increase is big, especially when that's part of the budget that once you put money in there, you can never go back. Because if you start trying to pull money back out of Medicaid, they're going to act
then
like
everybody hates
dying.
You.
Right. There are people dying literally in the streets somewhere in Alabama if you take a dollar back out of that. So once it's in there, the beast never gives it up.
So Amy Beth, your husband's a physician. What does this look like? What does this mean for doctors? What does this mean for healthcare?
So I just texted him about the increase in spending, but he said generally it's trying to increase access for the poor. Mm-hmm. Who's against that?
Well, no one's going to say that.
Nobody's going to say they. Right. Right. And then also it's an opportunity to control healthcare, because remember, the way that we controlled masking and vaccines in the hospital was because of the CMS crap.
You're right.
So this is another insidious way to maintain control. They're also terrible payors to the physicians. And so who cares? You know, you're like, well, who cares about that? Well, your doctor isn't just covering his expenses or her expenses. They're also covering their staff. And generally, people working in doctor's offices, the people who keep the machine running, are women, often heads of household. So this affects their lives as well. It's a very interesting...
That women in the medical profession always divorce their husbands?
No, I'm not saying
I was
that.
Just trying to figure out how all these high-paid healthcare women were, say, heads of households.
I'm talking about the girls who are the techs, who are answering the phones, who are...
Right. So they're the major breadwinners.
They're... Not all the time, right. But there's a large percentage of women who are single parents, right, or who are a major contributor to their household.
Right.
So that was a conversation we had during COVID. Like, what are you going to do when moms who need daycare for their kids can't go because everything's shut down because, right, of the vax, because of the mandates, because of the mask? And so when it comes to Medicaid and Medicare, it's not just, oh, we're expanding access for the poor. We're going to be affected by that too. Mm-hmm. Because you can still go into hospitals today and they're making you wear a mask. Why? Because of the CMS.
Which mandates, CMS which stands for?
It is the, and if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you, but it's Medicare and Medicaid services. So it's federally run, but it's enacted on the state level.
Because if you take that federal money,
you have to do what they say. Yeah.
Well, Governor Ivey wants to do that. Oh, and she wants to increase spending for the executive branch by 7%. Okay. 10% increase in spending to the Alabama Department of Corrections.
Which we probably need. We need to pay more guards at the prisons. We need to make sure we're doing all the things to keep the criminals and the thugs off the streets. I don't know why that's always such a difficult debate for us. But historically, when I was in the legislature, if anyone ever talked about spending more money on prisons, someone would come along within 5 minutes and say, you're going to spend money on prisons, but you won't spend money on the children in the schools. Mm. And you're like, no. But most people buckled to that because they could see the mail piece. They could see the TV ad. They could hear the radio ad that says,
Scott Beeson wants to spend money on criminals, but he doesn't want that money to go to your children at the schools. And you're like, because it's difficult. It's one of those things. That's why we do this show, trying to not just educate, but inform people that, hey, look, there's a lot of this stuff is spent, and we have to stop for a second and think about it. Do I want to spend a little more money to keep the criminal, I mean, the mean, terrible, horrible guy in prison? Or do I want to not keep him in prison and buy some more, you know, smart boards at the local school? That's kind of the thing. Yes, ma'am.
I have my hand up.
Okay.
Because I'm going to play devil's advocate, which I do so well.
Right.
Because here's the thing. It's like me saying, you know, she wants to put in, increase the education trust fund budget by 6.5%. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2% pay raise for teachers. So I'm actually like, you could say I hate the children, because I'm like, why are we spending more money on the same corrupt...
Okay, so we're not talking about prisons versus
no,
schools.
No, well, I'm
we're
getting...
We're going all the way to schools.
I'm getting to prisons, though.
Okay.
Like, we're 52nd in math and, like, 47th in English. We have Common Core. We have tenure for teachers. We have DEI and CRT and all these things in our schools.
SEL,
comprehensive sex education. I mean... We have all these things in our schools, and our schools are tanking, and we want to throw more money at the same system that stinks. Mm-hmm. So you can say I hate the kids, but that's not my motivation. It's a broken system. I don't know, and I haven't done enough research on the corrections department, but we have very corrupt. I mean, the drugs and the killings and everything inside of our prisons. So there's an argument to be made. Do we really need to be throwing more money at another broken system?
I think, though, if when we look at it, and we can get Charles I of Dewany or a number of people to call who are a lot of our problems in the prisons, there is some corruption, there's no doubt about it. But it is also the being understaffed and those sorts of things. We're legitimately behind when it comes to prisons.
But who wants to go work in a prison where you're going to get stabbed?
Well, that's
yeah.
That's
so like, take care of the root of the problem.
But could we also, when it comes to prison, though, part of the reform that I never really hear about, and knowing people that are in prison ministry, is I visited one time with a ministry and my eyes were opened. It is a holding pen, and they are not reformed. So part of this money, if we're spending it on prisons, has to be on helping to reform that behavior rather than letting them sit there day in and day out and do nothing. Mm-hmm. I know that we have education programs and blah, 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 but we're not getting to the heart of it. So I'd like to see more like the Prison Fellowship does, or, you know, other ministries like that, that are going in and truly seeking
to
reform,
change the hearts of people.
To change the hearts of people, because otherwise, who cares? But I do think we have to spend money, because in the country, you're right, no one wants to spend money on prison, but we have to, because we also, at the same time, didn't spend money on education or didn't do it right. So it looks like it behooves all these people never to fix any of these problems and to keep the broken system broken.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't we just starve the beast, like you said a couple weeks ago? Starve it?
There are some things, but because of the dynamic of education in Alabama sucking every dollar out when AEA was huge and Paul Hubbard was still alive, and any, you know, there's a dollar bill, you know, somebody's dropped it out of their pocket. Education just sucked it all up. So we legitimately have some things like our prisons that we underfunded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't pay people enough to want to be a guard there. You go there, there's a good chance you're going to be stabbed or hurt or whatever, because we don't have enough people to keep it under control. You're right, it's also a holding pen, and part of it's a holding pen because we basically have to put them all in a big corral, mm-hmm, and then just have like two people watching from afar if
it's
we
totally
can.
Totally dangerous.
Because it's just, I got my binoculars out right here on the radio.
Those binoculars. Are great binoculars.
Yes.
Those are like K5 binoculars.
Awesome.
Oh, sure.
That's so funny.
But so legitimately, we have to staff that up.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the same dynamic as education, where we've poured just tons and tons, mm-hmm, and tons of money into it, and we're not getting a better result. Is that the fault of the teachers in the classrooms? No, not exactly. But I will say it is very similar to the healthcare issues we had during COVID. Is, golly, why am I the person to have to ask this? But where are all the teachers who know
it's a train wreck. They also know that what we're doing is not working. And no one's helping. No one's saying, no one's reaching out. We had the whole thing on our podcast about reach out to us and kind of tell us how to fix things and what's wrong in your area. Where is the outcry? Are we literally saying that no one in the education community has any idea how to get us off the very bottom from 52nd?
I'm pretty sure they do.
There's no huge call. There's no rallying cry. Free us up. Let's do this. Let's go back. Let's just adopt the curriculum from the 50s. Let's have some paddling. Get rid of some butt-whipping deficit disorder. All that kind of stuff. No calls.
I think running for office, I heard, and you've heard too, they're afraid.
I feel like we need to hold this over to the next segment because I have a lot to say, Scott.
Do you?
If you're ready for that. Yeah, they're there. They are terrified.
But they're afraid. That's what Amy Beth says.
I think they're afraid.
They are terrified.
But I think it's that same mentality when physicians were speaking out or nurses were speaking out. We have an atmosphere of fear and people are buying into it rather than saying, screw it, I'm going to speak up, come what may.
Do you want the punchline on the budget? Just rounding it out? So
nope.
All these things?
I want to save it to the other side.
Okay.
Because people are going to wait in anticipation for that.
Okay.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details. Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The sophistication of check fraud is amazing. Two friends were telling me their companies were recently hit. We'll talk to the COO of InGo Money Network out of Atlanta, Rusty Pickering. Their job is to work with the feds to prevent it and to crack these cases. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back in, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shavers here, Allison Sinclair is here. We're going to get right to your phone calls in just a second, but I know that Big Al over here has a short-term memory issue, so I don't want her to forget her very important point that you were going to give us.
I have two, actually.
Oh, you still thought up another one. All right.
Well, I just wanted to sum up the article that's on 1819 News about KIV's proposed budget. So we go through all these, you know, $2.9 billion is what is in this budget. Guess what the people of Alabama get back in their pockets?
How much would we get back? We got all this extra money.
A lot. So much,
$1,000
sure.
A person,
yeah.
Maybe?
$1,200?
$1,500?
Y'all are so $2,000?
$400! We're going shopping!
$400!
Let's go to Kohl's, Allison.
We're going, I mean, actually, that could buy me a whole new wardrobe.
I know. Some really good shoes.
So, Ivy, put it in my pocket. But, like,
Is the governor still determined on doing this one time
tax rebate. We're in, like, this unprecedented surplus, and you get $400.
One time.
You get a prize.
There's got to be guidelines on it, too, right?
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know. And
it's
then
like,
she goes
you
on.
You get $400 except for you and you and me and you and Big Dave and Sky, and we're all going to be accepted out of it, aren't we?
Yes.
That's the way it's going to work. That's the way it always works.
Always.
Well, I'm asking I'm going to Tom in just a second, but somebody explain to me, just from a strategy point, I don't understand it. Why do Republicans, when they talk big about tax cuts, tax rebate, all that, why do they not give it to their own voters?
Wait, what do you
mean? We're always cutting taxes on people that don't vote for us. That's what Bob Riley was big on doing.
What? Explain that.
Okay, so one of Bob Riley's big tax cuts was changing when you started paying taxes from the bottom amount. You don't have to pay it. You started at like $20,000. They want to raise it up to like $22,000 or $24,000 or whatever. How many of those folks vote for the Republicans?
Zero.
Very,
two?
Very few. And what we'll probably do, if there's guidelines on this $400, the Republican base won't get it. And the Democrat base will.
So what's your answer?
Give it to everybody. And then give it to everybody every year. Like I said, just create a situation where legislators are running for office saying, hey, we got all these surpluses. Vote for me. I'll give you more back. Instead of fighting about taxes and raising taxes and lowering taxes, let's start getting them to bid against each other on how much money they'll give back to us.
Well,
so they're deciding between giving me more money, the voter, or Medicaid more money.
You know, the only person I've heard speak out about an actual, like, tax cut, well, is Anthony Daniels, the Democrat, which is ironic, with the grocery
and
tax.
They're just doing it to torque them.
They're tweaking.
Right, they're tweaking.
They're twerking?
Tweaking. Not twerking, Al.
And not, yeah.
Al,
anyway.
I'm always thinking about twerking. Okay. Let's go to the phones real quick. Tom, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to get off topic just a little bit. Y'all was talking about the budget and Medicaid and all that.
Yes.
And I apologize for it, but I tried to call the day y'all was having trouble with the phones, and I just never could get through.
Right.
My wife was reading an article last weekend, and I don't know which one it was, but you know, the insurance companies are having issues and problems paying, you know, all these COVID supposedly related issues and problems. Mm-hmm. And so they come up, according to this article, they have come up, and you know how they assign codes when they do a procedure or whatever, they assign a code, and you know, they charge on it according to the code.
Okay.
Well, they're going to assign a code to folks that has taken the vaccine and assigned another code to the folks that didn't. And the gist of the article was that if you are sick and you're having some kind of issues or problems, and they can say, well, this is on account of you didn't have the vaccine, well, then you either have to pay for it yourself or you don't get medical treatment.
Now, I have not seen that. Have you seen that? Y'all two have seen that?
Yes. No, I've only heard about it because I have a cousin who's a nurse practitioner, and she asked
and
about it.
One more thing. Amy Beth Steeler's husband's a doctor, right?
Yes.
Well,
I love that one.
You know, he probably knows this. I don't want to get him in trouble because I know they fear for their license being taken away. But my daughter had a stillbirth here last year, and we had to rush her to probably the best hospital in the Southeast in order to save her life. And the first question that the doctor asked, and this was a doctor that had been doctoring for many a year, and the first question out of their mouth, have you had the vaccination? Because we're seeing a high rate of miscarriages and stillbirths, and did you have the vaccine? Because that will help us to know a little bit about the treatment. Well, like I say, she had a stillbirth, and then we almost lost her on account of, and I'm sorry, I think the vaccine is generated just, you know, you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, I just wanted to say that and get off the air and let y'all get back on topic. But I thought that would be something interesting y'all could find out and discuss on the code situation.
Absolutely, Tom. I appreciate it. That's definitely one of the things we've kind of been trying to get to. I knew that early on in the, is it still a pandemic, the plandemic, the COVID fiasco that we went through, where people were saying, well, if you haven't had the COVID vaccination, then you ought not receive treatment, medical treatment, those sorts of things. But I'm kind of taken aback that this is kind of rolling back out again, that they're literally doubling down. And my opinion is what they're doubling down on is they could care less about COVID vaccines. They could care less about minding your health. They're trying to figure out how to punish the non-compliant.
Yes.
It really is about whether or not we're the kind of people who will do what we're told, or we will stand up and say, no, we're just not going to tolerate that. I want to have a flashback real quick, and we got to go to a break momentarily. Back in January the 10th of 2022, just to get everybody back up to speed, the Associated Press article by Ali Swenson claimed an increase in death benefits paid out by life insurance providers in the third quarter, blah, blah, blah. The claim is it was because of COVID-19 vaccines. So back a year ago, AP said, false. And the whole article is about, oh, no, it's fine. They're great. It's awesome. No problems with these mRNA vaccines. I just want people to remember what we were told. If we had more time, we would go into it a little more. I don't know what the folks at Johnson & Johnson did to the medical community, by the way, because they were so willing to throw them under the bus. Oh, yeah, you might have some problems with some blood clots with those guys, but Pfizer and Moderna, woo! It's like drinking a Gatorade or something.
On the other side, I want to talk about what
we got to roll. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Do you like wasting time? Like sitting in Atlanta traffic, hoping and praying you make it to the Atlanta airport on time? Your Montgomery Regional Airport has some exciting news for you. Take advantage of MGM's direct, nonstop American Airlines flight daily to Washington, D.C. Fly out of Montgomery the day before your meeting and be back home the very next day, in time for dinner. And getting in and out of your Montgomery airport is quick and easy. Avoid the long lines and the hassle of the Atlanta airport. Rethink your limits. Fly local first.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
If you have a craving for the best pizza in Montgomery, satisfy that craving at Pizza Perfect. They're famous for their all-you-can-eat lunch buffet that includes pizza, as well as spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10. The buffet is available Monday through Saturday for lunch and for dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In March, get $3 off any large pizza. Available for pickup and delivery. The best pizza buffet by far is Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
Need an electrician who's prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous? You need Trustworthy Electric. Since 1994, your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy, and you can too. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our major spring break warming trend continues today. In fact, I think we're headed for the mid-80s today. Good bit of sunshine. Clouds on the increase, but very mild tonight. Overnight lows 61. Tomorrow, a very warm day for March. I think the high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. We'll be dry through Friday evening, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday, and some of those will be strong, possibly severe. The storms will clear out early in the day on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mm-hmm.
stand next to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Having some technical issues with the Alabama Unfiltered Scott Beeson show. So while I'm busy sorting this out, please enjoy the musical stylings of our national anthem.
Well, I know a couple of people are on the phone. They're waiting. Hopefully, Charles the First or Dooney is still on there. Charles the First, you're there. Welcome to the program.
Scott, well, the way we're running the phone lines right now during this little bit of a technical issue is my phone pod is completely full with you right now. So.
Oh, it's so I can't talk to people on the phone.
Yes.
Okay. My bad.
That's all right. That's quite all right.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Well, let's get back to the program then. So one of the things we were talking about right before the break is... One of the things we were talking about before the break was some of these... Just remembering what happened to us when the vaccines were out. This was back in 2026. Do you want me to go off speaker?
No, you're coming in. You're coming in 4x4, Scott. Go ahead, okay. Continue.
So, what we were talking about was just remembering all the things that we were told. As we move into this new time where people are trying to change what we're doing in Medicaid, Medicare, et cetera, just keeping in mind that they were not honest with us for years.
Not from the very beginning, no.
From the very beginning, Sky, and we had all these fact checks, the Associated Press, Reuters, et cetera. And when information began to come out about the impact from mRNA vaccines and other things, they literally went out and told us that these claims were false.
And did their best to suppress the information. It was trust the science all the way through.
Right. And we were always asking, is there a difference in science and the science?
Right.
Because the science is a special kind of science. The science is the science that tells us the world is going to heat up, catch on fire, we're all going to die. And I was going to ask you, ladies, how many more years do we have? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that we were going to be, I think we're going to die in 12 years at one time. Yes. How many years do we have left?
I think seven.
We're down to seven now?
Seven. I'll look that up.
So why are we even trying with electric? I mean, if we're at 7 years, I mean, really, we're already done.
Just light it now.
But the point being that they just continue to try to scare us, and it seems to work because there's just not a lot of people out there pushing back. And that's one of the things, I think it's kind of a theme for what we've been discussing today, whether it's in the healthcare industry, whether it's in education. We really need to work on, all of us citizens, work on rallying around the people who are telling the truth, who are ringing the alarm bells, whether it's in our schools, et cetera, to say, hey, look, we definitely have problems, and let's fix those problems. Let's deal with these things instead of being afraid of that small minority that somehow got in power, in charge, who tell us all to sit down, shut up, and do us what we're told. Those of us with common sense really need to rally together. Support those teachers, support those doctors, support those nurses who are trying to tell people the truth, evaluate the data, and then do the right thing.
And you could identify it as a bit of a scam right from the start. When in a real pandemic, wouldn't the government try to calm the public instead of alarm them?
Yeah.
That was kind of a tip-off right from the start, I thought.
I agree, Sky, and you would think that, but when we find out later, well, at least out of Great Britain, we find out that they purposely were trying to scare people, purposely trying to make it so that people would go and do, again, what they're told. And that's kind of how it's all worked from the very, very beginning.
It's a control mechanism, yes.
It really is. And then, Sky, here's my question. When we say that, you say that, I say that, some of the ladies here say that, people kind of look at us with this weird look, and we're, 3 years into this?
Yes.
What do we have to do to convince people that there was definitely something nefarious afoot, and they just don't get it? They still think it's some sort of conspiracy theory.
Just have to keep telling the truth, Scott. We're up for a break.
Hey, we got to take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be back.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David.
David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And he has a website at retirewithernest.com. Hey, you're on top of it today, man. I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting. Yes, I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
At Mucinex, we don't believe in cold and flu season. We only believe in comeback season, which starts with 12-hour relief. Just one dose of Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for cough and chest congestion day or night. That's three times longer than those four-hour cough liquids. So say goodbye to cold and flu season and hello to comeback season with Mucinex DM. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cold and cough medicine. Get relief that lasts with Mucinex DM. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Scott Beeson, Allison Sinclair is with me. So is Amy Beth Chevrolet. Ladies, I appreciate y'all being with us on every day, really. And I really do.
What? Do you appreciate that?
I do appreciate y'all being on.
I don't know
how you feel. Oh, ladies, y'all are so awesome. I feel great about it. I'm way beyond fine. Yeah.
It's like, I appreciate you being here every day.
I thought it was only going to be a few days, but no, it just goes on and on and on. We were talking earlier about how, I think it was Tom's call, he was asking about the coding and all this kind of stuff, and I was aware that there was shenanigans going on early where people were advocating for, if you had not had the COVID vaccination, then maybe we wouldn't give you all the health care that we should give you, et cetera, et cetera. But y'all said something kind of started in the last couple of months that people should be concerned about. Yes. So, and then we'll get to the coding or how it works. Y'all explain where we are.
So in the start of the pandemic, if you remember, there's a registry for each state, mm-hmm. Of if you receive the vaccine or not. And doctors and nurses can access that. So there's that registry that already tells physicians if you've been vaccinated. Okay, this is different. This is the ICD-10 that Tom was speaking about.
Okay. And but before you go there, why do they get to know? I thought we had all these, you know, every time you go to the doctor's office, you got to sign that stupid little form up there, and some of them used a sticker so they can pull your name off because no one can know that Scott's at the doctor's office. I'm like, I know everybody in here. They know Scott's at the doctor's office. My car's outside. They know Scott's at the doctor's office. And they're always like, privacy, privacy, privacy. Well, that doesn't sound like privacy to me that they know whether or not I'm vaccinated.
Well, think about when your kids get vaccines for school. It's a state registry. So when they go in there and I say, hey, I need so-and-so's card for school, when they were in school,
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, yeah, be up here in an hour to pick up the form. Where did that come from? It's on a registry, a database that they can access, pull up, print out, and Shazam, there you go.
So they're all about privacy, except they know all.
They know all the things. But that started a long time ago.
It did.
But it got worse during COVID.
Yeah, but don't forget, illegal aliens don't have to have all those forms.
It's true.
So what the ICD-10 coding is for is International Coding Diagnostics, whatever, ICD. And it's to streamline, it actually makes sense, diagnosis so that a physician can go in and you have codes and you can go look up, okay, they have this type of leukemia, they have this type of diabetes, whatever. Well, now, just recently, they have this international coding for if you've been vaccinated at all with the COVID-19 vaccine, if you've been partially vaccinated, if you have been exposed to COVID people that have had COVID.
I have a question. Another question again. Are they going to ask which vaccination you had, or
yes.
are you just, okay. So it's Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson, okay.
I have been with children when they have asked which one.
Okay.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's normal, but I know in our situation, they asked which vaccine, which company.
But it's interesting because they're still punishing us, even after all we know about how these vaccines do not work as they were pitched and sold to us. But they're still, it seems like, trying to punish the ones who didn't take it. Because what if you look and you see you're a physician and somebody needs emergency care, and you're like, well, they didn't receive the vaccine, so maybe they should die. I hate to say that, but
there's definitely judgment there.
There is for sure judgment there.
Absolute judgment.
And when you go back to all the things that were being said about how healthcare, people were advising, and not just, you know, plain old people. I mean, these were some big personalities, people, celebrity types.
Jimmy Kimmel, if you're so inclined.
Was saying they don't deserve healthcare. Absolutely. And so I'm not surprised that people think that. What I'm surprised about is that we're to the point where I want them to keep track, okay? Because I want them to know. I would rather they use this coding maybe at the morgue, maybe at the coroner's office. Hey, I would love to know how many people, these excess deaths, how many of those folks with the excess deaths got the mRNA vaccine. That'd be great to know. But I don't know if they're tracking that. They're just tracking the live people.
Well,
I guess technically, if you go in and you get coded, or they write down the code and it says you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, then you happen to pass away, there is definitely a connection there, and they could start seeing whether or not younger folks who maybe had myocarditis or strokes or anything, they would be able to say, hey, a lot of these folks were vaccinated.
Well, think about the guy suddenly and Richard Hirschman that we interviewed for, you know, a behind-the-scenes footage.